What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I see this as what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one. One of many years, many seasons to come where he's able to accomplish that feat. So I see a chance for greatness here for him. He's been communicated that way, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's gone on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025.
That is Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. He was hired this offseason. We're going to talk with Pat Hammer at 8:30. Moved him an hour so we have more time with Pat on the Bills schedule. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaggio. So there's the Bears head coach, Ben Johnson. And I don't think anyone is more happy that he's been hired than Caleb Williams, especially if you read the Seth Wickersham article. Really, it's more excerpts from his upcoming book about Caleb Williams in Chicago. Sal, did you read this? Did you see the details of Williams?
I saw the headline. I saw the kind of Cliff's Notes or a little bit on this. I did not read it.
So basically, I don't know how to take this in, because the story basically is that Caleb Williams, like, the headline is Caleb Williams sought way around going to Chicago Bears. And even more than that, a lot of the details are his father, Carl Williams. Last year, before the draft, they knew he was going to go number one. Bears had the first pick. And they did not want to go to Chicago. His father is quoted as saying, "I told agents I do not want him going to Chicago. Chicago is the place the quarterbacks go to die." That's an exact quote. And there's a lot of juicy, juicy quotes in here. "I don't want my son playing for the Bears." There's details in here about how Caleb Williams and Kevin O'Connell hit it off at the combine. And Caleb Williams told his father, quote, "I need to go to the Vikings." But they kind of figured, like, there's no way we're going to get you. We're not going to get Chicago to trade that pick to a divisional rival.
Right.
And eventually, it kind of gets to, okay, they both seem to be in agreement that they needed to get away from Chicago. And then after a pre-draft visit to the Bears facility, Caleb Williams believed he could be a part of the process. He said, quote, he told his dad, "I can do it for this team. I'm going to go to the Bears." And that he wasn't ready to nuke the city. which would what he thought what he would need to do to get out of there. So on one hand, I'm like, oh, okay, good on Caleb Williams, I guess, that you decided, all right, no, I could do it for the Bears. I'm not going to make a mess here of it. But at the same time, a year later, you're also telling me all of this. You know, like, if you really didn't want to make drama or let everybody know that you didn't have any interest in going to Chicago, why am I finding out about it like 12 months later? You know what I mean?
Were these on the record open quotes from Wickersham, right?
Yeah,
I mean, Wickersham. Because it's Williams said this.
Yes, yeah, they're all exact quotes. Yep. Caleb Williams told Wickersham, quote, "I wasn't ready to nuke the city." That's an exact quote from Caleb Williams about that whole process. There's a lot.
Very interesting that he, you're right, very interesting that he is coming out admitting all this, because you would think there's going to be some sort of huge backlash, right? From from the fan base. But then again, he's probably doing it because he feels really good about the situation now with Ben Johnson there. And he's like, hey, I didn't want to go to Chicago.
That's what I mean. Why would you even crack the door open to that, though,
right,
for Caleb Williams?
Right, especially now. I mean, Joe, I know it's way different these days, but the same thing happened with Jim Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, we all knew. Jim Kelly was, he was literally interviewed before coming to Buffalo and saying, would you rather be in Houston or Buffalo? Like, he said this on camera.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to the USFL. I'm going to Houston. I don't want to go to Buffalo. Like, they had documented interviews of him saying this before they even signed him.
I've seen the clip. Was it even in the Bills 30 for 30, the clip of Jim Kelly telling a reporter, I'm sure this is like 1983, well, I could either go to, you live in Houston or live in Buffalo, and I'll just leave it at that. Like, that clip, I mean, he obviously is totally different on that front now, but that clip from 40 years ago, like, it exists. Someone was talking to him about it. So, like, really, like, this is very similar. I mean, another part of this story is that Kara Williams told Wickersham, Caleb Williams' dad, that he looked for every avenue around going to the Bears. He spoke with Archie Manning because he obviously got Eli Manning away from the Chargers. He got his son away from the Chargers. So that happened 20 years ago. He talked with labor lawyers and agents to potentially...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Kind of get the NFL CBA ruled unconstitutional is how far they were going with it. Considered signing with the UFL. I mean, just that these are were all considerations. They did not pull any of these levers. But again, it's just interesting that you're even telling me that all of these levers were in consideration 1 year ago. How do you expect your fans to feel about that? I would feel kind of confused, maybe. Like, put yourself in their shoes. Imagine if Josh Allen, a year after he had been drafted, had come out and said, like, I did not want to come to Buffalo at all. Like, why are you even telling me this? Why are you even making drama here where it doesn't need to? I don't mind the idea that, you know, player empowerment and trying to find your way around it, but there was clearly no way around it. There never was going to be a way around it.
All right, let's ask this question. What's his dad's name? Carl, right?
Yeah, Carl Williams.
How correct was he?
Well, that part of it, you mean like in terms of the Bears being where quarterbacks go to die?
Sure. He says this. It's an explosive kind of quote.
Yeah.
Because of his son, and he's the number one pick, and he's going to Chicago. His dad's trying to set him up. I don't love this. I don't love the, okay, my dad's going to steer me going here.
Sure.
Didn't love when the Eli thing happened a long time ago. I'm not defending the action.
Yeah.
But I think there's a defense to the thought process.
I think you're right. By the way, all of these are excerpts from Seth Wickersham's book is American Kings. It's about quarterbacks in the leagues, not just about Caleb Williams, obviously. In fact, to your question here, how right were they? I think they were right in year one, right? Like, now going forward, they've kind of answered the bell here, right? Like, hey, you went out and got Ben Johnson. Like, all right, now we're talking. Because another Caleb Williams quote in here, let me find it real quick, was about what he experienced last season. Here we go. Sheds light on Williams' tumultuous rookie season, which Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron. Waldron, by the way, is the reason Caleb Williams didn't want to go there, I guess. Like, that was his biggest problem. Maybe his dad was more about the whole organization and the city.
Right.
But Caleb Williams was his concern with Shane Waldron. And here's a quote from Caleb Williams. At times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Quote from Caleb Williams, "No one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on."
Wow.
So
Waldron and Eberflus get fired, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, in a way, unless you want to blame Caleb Williams for the reason why they were bad and being fired, I don't think anybody would do that, although he kind of fell short of expectations, of course. In a way, isn't what Carl Williams saying kind of, didn't it come to fruition? And he was being he was correct. The organization itself did that thing.
Yeah.
Nope. Ryan Poles, the GM, said, these guys aren't good enough, and we have a quarterback who we have to be better for.
Absolutely.
That's really what he did.
Yeah.
And that's what the dad said.
Yeah, that's right. And I think they're now going to get to a place, if Ben Johnson can do what he's hyped up to do, that, like, Williams will have every chance. I'm curious to see how that will go, because the one thing about a Ben Johnson offense that at least we've seen with Jared Goff, what is Jared Goff? Jared Goff is not a crazy good athlete. He's got a big arm. What is Jared Goff an expert at? He is a quick processor. You know, like, all that play action, your back is turned to the defense, and you turn around, and you got to know where the ball's got to go pretty quickly. Jared Goff is an expert at that. And that's kind of these Ben Johnson-style offenses all over. Tua's a quick processor. Brock Purdy's a quick processor. What is Caleb Williams not? He is not a quick processor. He is a guy that holds on to the football, takes sacks, tries to extend plays, yep, oftentimes to a fault. So that's the job for Ben Johnson. You gotta get that ingrained in this quarterback, because what's in his nature is very different, I think, than some of the QBs that have played this style of offense. But that's the job, right? Like, you gotta mold him. He's a raw piece of clay. He's a crazy good arm and athlete. But man, some of the decisions that you've seen from him last year. I mean, remember the Thanksgiving game? My problem wasn't even with Eberflus. Caleb Williams didn't know the clock. He let the clock run down like 25 seconds, and he got his coach fired for it.
That was terrible.
Anyways, we're late to a break. When we come back, I've got a crazy stat/fact on these playoffs in both the NHL and the NBA when it comes to division winners. It's a crazy stat. That's coming back here on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.